What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Well, may I need to clean out from under the sink and get rid of a lot of old pots and pans that I'm not using, but I'm keeping them for sentimental value because they were my mother's thing. And then I used to bake a lot. I got so fat I stopped that, so a lot of that I could get rid of now that I don't use anymore.
But what would you call things, not your sentimental value, but what would you call things that you throw out?
Your trash.
Garbage.
Yeah. Worthless things that you really just hang on to, you could throw away and all, and not necessarily need. Rubbish.
What would you call a room that is used to store art?
Storeroom.
Just art that means that you have no use for.
Junk room. Or storeroom.
Is there any other name you might refer to?
The lumber room. Or the plumber room. Plunder room.
Now, speaking of daily housework, you've already informed me that you're not much for keeping house. So what would you say a woman does every morning, normally?
Well, normally every morning, she get up, wash, or take a bath, and cook breakfast, and start her daily chores, if doing the housework or things.
Alright, what would you call this deal of housework? What would you say the lady is doing?
She's cleaning up.
Is there anything else you might refer to?
She's tidying up. Left some safe, read up.
Have you heard of that before? Do you hear it used now?
You don't hear it used often, but they do say it sometimes.
Is there another?
A read up.
Have you heard of this much?
No, not too much.
What do you use to sweep with?
Well, I'm on the lazy side. I use a vacuum cleaner to sweep with. But you used to use a broom. But I'm the one who use a vacuum cleaner because I don't like to dust that well. So I vacuum from one end of the house to the other.
Alright, if the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you say the broom is where compared to the door?
You said the broom is in the corner.
Is there another way of describing it?
It's in back of the door, or in back of the cabinet, or to the side, hind side of something.
Years ago on Monday, women usually did their
laundry. Washing and ironing.
What did they do on the next day after Monday?
On Tuesday, they would probably wash and iron together. Some would, and then sometime you would wash Monday and then iron Tuesday. My mother always had us in the habit of washing Monday, and I still do that when I'm at home and not at work. Wash every Monday.